Governor Charlie Crist today announced he'll appoint George Lemieux to serve the remainder of Senator Mel Martinez's term upon Martinez's official resignation.
I want you to know that I am very happy for my friend and I am extremely happy for my state. Because I know that George Lemieux will serve as a United States Senator in a way that will make all of us proud and grateful forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the next junior senator, United States Senator George Lemieux.
The 40-year-old Lemieux has been working at a law firm in Tallahassee. He's best known as serving as campaign manager for Governor Crist's 2006 campaign. After Crist beat Jim Davis, Lemieux then served as his chief of staff before going back to the law firm where he began his career out of college. A friend of Charlie Crist since the mid-1990s, Crist asked him to serve as deputy attorney general after Crist was elected attorney general in 2002. In his remarks upon being introduced as the new senator of Florida, Lemieux made certain to credit his friend.
The opportunities that you have afforded me to be the Deputy Attorney General of the state of Florida and your Chief of Staff have been the greatest privileges and joys of my life, apart from my family. Senator Mel Martinez has served the people of this state well, with integrity and with honor. I vow to work every day to uphold the high standard that he has set. There are tremendous issues facing this nation, and although my time in Washington will be brief, I intend to work every day to address these critical challenges and serve the people of this unique, diverse, and wonderful state.
Lemieux says he has learned from Crist that public servants need to be problem solvers.
And I will seek to be a problem solver in Washington, D.C. I will be guided by the principles of limited government, like this great governor.
Although he's been in private practice working for a law firm since leaving the governor's office last year, Lemieux has remained close to the policies of the governor. His firm, Gunster, Yokley & Stewart, brokered the deal with U.S. Sugar for the Everglades purchase. Lemieux has said he's representing the Florida Department of Transportation in negotiations with Florida East Coast Railroad, and he's negotiating the Seminole Tribe of Florida gambling agreement on behalf of the governor for free. But others question that relationship. Eric Jockoff is a spokesperson for the Florida Democratic Party. He accused Charlie Crist of playing politics with the public trust.
This glaring example of political cronyism is the last thing Floridians needed while we're facing these tough economic times and the Congress is tackling critical issues such as health insurance reform and global warming. In appointing Lemieux, someone who has made millions of dollars over the past several years, selling access to Charlie Crist to the Tallahassee special interest's highest bidder, Charlie Crist has made it clear that he is once again putting his own political ambition above doing what's right for Florida.
Mel Martinez stunned the political world when he announced earlier this month that he intended not to return to Washington after the congressional break ended in early September. The governor, running for the GOP nomination for Senate himself in 2010, then immediately announced that he would not appoint himself to the position. Among those Crist had interviewed and ultimately bypassed included former Congress members Lou Fry, Clay Shaw, Mike Bilirakis, and Lincoln Diaz-Balart. Miami-area Democratic Congressman Kendrick Meek may face Charlie Crist next year for the Senate seat Lemieux is now filling. In a statement, Meek said Crist placed his own personal ambitions over Florida's needs.
Well, it's a shame because he went out and picked a campaign operative, someone who... lobbyist.
And Meek criticized the very public process that Crist undertook in the past weeks in interviewing the men and women who made up his short list.
Spent the taxpayer dollars flying to every media market, and I do mean every media market in the state of Florida, interviewing people that were far more qualified and had credentials, public credentials, that people knew about and respected, to then turn around and appoint someone in his own inner circle at Florida's worst economic time. He did it in the most expensive way. And I feel the disappointment is just an extension of this campaign for the U.S. Senate.
Crist Ingram is the president of 411 Communications, a GOP political consulting firm. He called it a safe pick by the governor.
Lemieux is as close to a brother as Charlie could possibly have. And if you figured if you made an appointment like this and your brother told you he wasn't going to turn around and like it so much that he decides to run against you in the primary later on, which, of course, there would be nothing legally that would prevent him from doing so. This is safe because Lemieux's unlikely to do that. I think Charlie trusts him and doesn't think that he's going to rain on his parade in Charlie's own efforts to get to the United States Senate.
Previously, Lemieux had called himself a Charlie Crist Republican, which for the first 2 years of his term in Tallahassee could be classified as moderate. But with a challenge coming from his political right in the person of former House Speaker Marco Rubio in the Senate race, Crist has noticeably veered away from his centrist stance in recent weeks. GOP consultant Chris Ingram says that means Lemieux will probably now be a more reliable conservative in the Senate.
It's not that he's too moderate or he's not conservative enough. It's that he's kind of wind test just about everything. And, you know, the fact that he went down to Fort Myers earlier in the year and was hugging and kissing Obama and his almost $1 trillion stimulus package that's just more debt burden to our children and future generations. A lot of conservatives have a problem with that. And Charlie, I don't know if he's going to be able to make amends with people to the extent that they're going to forgive him on primary day next year, but we'll just have to wait and see.